Hello again, everyone. It is Thursday, the 11th of February, and it's Thursday. And even with gold up 5% on the day, that doesn't mean it's not an A to A day. It is an A to A day. And today we have a brand new guest, someone I'm very excited to get a chance to visit with, and I'm just thrilled to make his acquaintance and bring him to Turdville. It's Dimitri Speck. Dimitri is, I'm not overstating it when I say he's a world-renowned expert in precious metals, and he's an author. Dimitri, do you have a website as well?
Yes.
He has a website.
About seasonality.
I'll have to add that link. Anyway, it is a real thrill to have him on here. His book that came out a couple years ago, aptly named The Gold Cartel, with a subtitle of Government Intervention in Gold, The Mega Bubble in Paper, and What This Means for Your Future. Dimitri, it is a pleasure to have you here in Turdville. How are things going for you on this fine Thursday?
Thank you for inviting me. Everything is perfect. I think what we see now is that the correction in the gold bull market, which started 2001 and went until 2011, and now we have the correction over 4 years. It's definitely over. We will see now the second part of the gold bull market, in my opinion, and today is just a day. Everything which happened in the gold market since the 1st of January confirms that the universe, that the environment of the market is changing. We see weaker stock market, and the liquidity now goes back where it should go, and that is the gold market.
It is. You are absolutely correct, and we are seeing now, it's almost as if the world collectively is beginning to wake up to not only to the undervalued price of gold based off the last couple of years, but this idea that the central banks are not omnipotent. One of your central theses, Dimitri, is that the world is awash in debt, too much debt. And here we are now chugging toward deeper and deeper into negative interest rates. Do you see that continuing? And is that also part of what's driving? I mean, remember, gold doesn't pay a dividend, and that was always the argument for not holding gold. Well, all of a sudden, zero interest is better than negative interest, right?
First to the debt, the word started in the late 60s already, that the indebtedness worldwide is increasing. We have now more than twice as much debt to the world GDP than it was in the 60s. And that means, of course, that the risk in the banking system is much higher than it was then. And somehow the debt must be paid back, and this will not work. There's no chance. The world was never indebted so much like now. And the central banks are trying to decrease the interest rates very much so that the burden of the debtors is reduced, but of course this will not work in my opinion. And whether there are now negative interest rates.
We lost your connection for a moment.
Sorry?
We lost your connection for just a moment. Please continue.
Okay. Is there something missing? Shall I repeat something?
No, I just kind of pick up from where you were about 10 seconds ago.
Okay, good. So we are very much indebted, and the central banks are trying with very low interest rates or with negative interest rates to come out of this problem of indebtedness, which will not work, in my opinion. And what we see with gold and interest rates, gold is very much connected with two risks. The one risk is that your credit money, your paper money, loses real value. That means that the interest rates are lower than the inflation rate. And this is the environment which we had in the 70s and which we also had after 2000. And this drives gold higher. The second is, which astonished many people, is a deflationary risk. Also then gold goes higher. because the money in the banking system is not safe. So this is the core issue with the gold price and with gold as money, I would say, that it's compared to paper money don't have the risk of inflation and don't have the risk of bankruptcy. And if one of these two things appear in the market, then gold is rising. And we have so much debt, which also means we have a lot of money, because debt can be created only together with money on the other side.
Yep.
So this means that we have a good future in front of us for gold.
Certainly seems that way. And again, in your book, The Gold Cartel, which is, again, a fabulous book. You see a link to it here on this podcast page, and I encourage everybody to click that link and go to Amazon and buy it if you don't already own it. You mentioned, it's subtitled right there, Government Intervention in Gold. And we've long held here at this site, and others have felt the same way, that the reason that there is government intervention in gold is to kind of maintain confidence in their fiat, their unbacked fiat paper currency. And do you sense now, in this period that we're currently living in, that confidence is really waning, that is really starting to impact, you know, that maybe the central bankers aren't all powerful? And if we lose confidence in central banking, does that only further drive gold higher?
Central banking, the money itself, if we lose confidence, is that drives gold higher. Yeah. In 1993, the gold manipulation started, or the current gold manipulation started, I must say, because there was also a fixed gold price, of course, before, and also gold manipulations in the 70s. But in 1993, it started because the U.S. Central Bank and the U.S. Treasury wanted to look at the inflation rate better than they thought that it is. Yeah, so mm-hmm. It was already this competition, and then they started mainly with lending, but also with direct interventions in the futures market to suppress the price. But this has changed. Now they want only that gold does not rise too far, for instance, and that it stays below some key decimal figures, like 2000 in the year of 2011, gold should not rise above the mark of $2,000 per ounce. This was during the euro crisis. So they let gold rise because they simply don't want to give away all the gold that they have, the central banks. Yeah, this has changed in 2001. And this will continue. The central banks will not give away all the gold that they have. So if they cannot manage to suppress the price of gold anymore, it will rise. Yeah, this is sometimes the people are asking me, Mr. Speck, you say that the gold price is being suppressed. Why shall I buy gold then? That's very simple. The suppression will continue. But during this period, the interventions will continue, but the gold price will rise despite that.
Well, that's a great segue, Dimitri, to the first question that I have that was emailed to me. And again, I want to remind everybody, if this is perhaps your first Access to Access webinar, we do this in the GoToWebinar format so that you can ask questions of Dimitri on your GoToWebinar control panel. You click the questions tab and just type it in. And I have two questions that have been emailed to me, so we'll start there. But if you have a question you'd like to Dimitri, type it in now and I will relay it to him. But first, as a segue to what you just said, Dimitri, this first question comes from a loyal turdite and a guy that usually makes these presentations every Thursday. His name, he just simply goes by Gaz Man. And Gaz has this for you, Dimitri. He asks, in your 2013 interview with Lars Shaw, you suggested that one of the reasons for precious metals price suppression was to stop an explosive rise in the price, which is what you were just mentioning back in 2011. However, if Canada and the U.S. were now to move to negative interest rates, and Janet Yellen was just speaking about that this morning, is there any tactic that central banks or bullion banks could use to now stop an explosive rise in the precious metals price, or would they simply be overwhelmed?
I think the latter one, because the central banks could only suppress the price of gold between 2011, where they didn't want gold to rise about 2,000 until just recently. So for 4 years, because investors had an attractive alternative in form of the stock market, yeah, and mainly in form of the stock market, also in form of, for instance, old timers and other things, and this disappears now. We are clearly in a bear market in the stock market, which can last for nobody knows, but
Right.
can last for many, many months. And then it will be much more difficult in a crisis kind situation, which seems to come in the months to come, to suppress the price of gold. It will simply not be possible. Yeah, except they will sell a lot of gold, and this they don't want. Yes,
And
because they want also a safe asset. Every central bank nowadays want to keep the gold. Yeah,
sure.
so they will not succeed in suppressing the price of gold anymore.
I like it. All right, the next question. This comes from a guy by the name of Gabe. And I, again, if this isn't in your wheelhouse, Dimitri, if this isn't something that's, you consider your area of expertise, feel free to just punt. This Gabe wants to know, we've been following these really interesting actions out of London. We had this, they have the daily gold and silver fixes, and 2 weeks ago, the silver fix was 5 or 6% below what price really was at the time. And in the days since, we had this announcement earlier this week that a number of big miners were leaving the London Metals Exchange altogether, wanted nothing to do with it anymore. And I don't know if it's connected to that or not, but do you think, and I'm kind of summarizing Gabe's question, if the key to the manipulation is these paper markets and London being one of the hubs of that, do you think we're beginning to see a fraying of the participation in those paper markets? And I guess would that eventually lead to the end of the manipulation?
First, the manipulation, which is there are several kinds of manipulation. For instance, in the past, the lending of gold was a big issue. But this manipulation, the direct manipulation of the price itself, it's done through the futures market. That means the futures, they sell futures, many futures, for instance, at the price of the when the fixing is. And then the people who are doing the fixing are seeing, oh, the price is dropping, and they follow this dropping price. This is the most efficient way of suppressing the gold price. I did several statistics in the field of the gold price manipulation and also for silver and platinum. And one was regarding the fixing. And the manipulation, if you look at the fixing, there was no anomaly in the fixing before 1993 August, and later it started. This is also a proof that these drops, which you can see quite often at the fixing, are connected with manipulations and are not a part of the fixing process, because before 1993 August, when the manipulation started, there was no such anomaly, a statistical anomaly in the fixing price. And in the silver, we have the same issue that we have during fixing frequently drops. Yeah, and they are also connected with the manipulations. And interestingly, when silver did rise from, I think, $15 to about $50 in the year 2011, then at this period there was nothing, no drops, no statistical anomaly at all at the silver fixing. Yeah, and obviously for a period of several months, more than 10 about, they stopped manipulating the silver price, and at this time silver did rise from 15 to 50, and then they started again. So after 2011, when this top war, if you look then statistically at the fixing, you can see again the anomaly, which also proves that this anomaly at the fixing, the frequent drops at the fixing time are connected with the manipulation of the price. So my guess is, but I'm not sure of course of this specific event, is that this drop, which quit in the silver market just some days ago, I don't know exactly, is also connected with the manipulation. Yeah.
Well, and there's a lot of speculation that maybe a big bank was on the hook. It was close to option expiration time. That fixed price is used for the settling of derivatives for a day. If anything, it definitely called into question the validity of the process, and we'll just have to see, because I think we'd all like to see that system be broken. Again, I've got a couple of questions now building up in queue, Dimitri, so we'll start to bounce around and see what the listeners have for you.
Please.
The topics will bounce from one thing to another, maybe something that you want to comment on, maybe something that you don't know much about. And again, to anybody listening, this is your chance to ask Dimitri anything you'd like. Hit the questions tab on your GoToWebinar control panel and type it in. Dimitri, obviously, you have a good German accent. You mentioned to me earlier, though, that you're coming to us today live and in living color from Latvia, correct, in the Baltics?
I'm married with a Latvian woman, but I come from Germany, and so I'm often in Latvia and the Baltics.
Got it. You know, and that's a focus of quite a bit of interest right now in this new Cold War between the U.S. and NATO and Russia. And a lot of, gosh, the U.S. is looking to make a significant military presence in the Baltics. So here's an interesting question for you from based off of your background and where you live. Michael wants to know, if you, in your personal opinion, do you think NATO is serious about confronting Russia, not only in Ukraine and in Syria? And I guess you can take it from there and see how that might impact things globally.
No, that's not really connected with gold. Now, I have I think it depends a lot on who is the next president. During the Clinton administration, it was quite obvious, in my opinion, that there are some actions, for instance, in Libya, quite openly, or more covered in Ukraine and in Syria, to make regime changes. And of course, Russia did not like this. But it's not for sure that this will continue with the next administration in the U.S.
That's a good point. Let's hope it doesn't. All right. Jill wants to know, you're obviously seeing this huge move today, and both metals are trading well above through many recent highs. They're above all their recent moving averages, but yet the gold-silver ratio is still at around 75, 76 to 1, well above its historical norms. Jill just wants to know if you attach any importance to the gold-silver ratio, and do you think that silver may soon move to catch up?
Oh, that's very interesting. Generally, I'm a gold bug. I'm not so much interested in silver. But there is indeed a strong point for silver, and the gold-silver ratio is one measurement. I think there's another one. If you look at the peaks in silver in the past, which was the recent one by $50, mm-hmm. and compare it to the one in gold, which was close to 2,000, if you look at the percentage that happens if silver would rise to this level again and gold would rise to its level again, then you see that silver would do much more than gold. If you look on the other side, if we are wrong in our opinion that the precious metals will rise and we think, okay, they might drop, and we look at some levels in the past, you see that the percentage on the downside on silver is not that much bigger than on the with gold. So right. The chance risk ratio in silver, in my opinion, is from this technical standpoint much better than with gold, despite I'm a gold bug and not a silver bug. But this I must admit. And the background, in my opinion, is very simple. You could see similar behavior also in the 70s, the bull market, uh-huh. and several times in the bull market of the precious metals starting 2001. It is when we have a real bull market, when the precious metals are rising and rising and rising, then at some point, silver starts to rise much more than gold. It's very typical behavior for silver. The background most probably is that the silver market is not so liquid, that the silver is more a speculative metal for small traders or whatever. But we can see this behavior frequently. And so if we see we'll see a bull market in the precious metals again, what I think will happen, then at some point silver will explode and will beat gold significantly. So from the chance risk ratios in the medium and long term, meaning at least 2-3 years, silver is better than gold.
I think that makes a lot of people here happy, and so we'll, that'd be perfectly fine with most folks listening. The next question comes from Christopher, who just wants to know if you're planning to read Jim Rickard's new book when it comes out, I guess next week, next month, whenever. The tentative title, I guess, is The New Case for Gold. Do you plan on adding that book to your library?
Maybe. I don't have plans yet. But I read a lot in this stuff, so sooner or later I will read it.
Fair enough. Michael wants to know, and I don't know if you know much about, have you heard of this new physical metals exchange called the Allocated Bullion Exchange? Have you heard about this, Dimitri?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's fine. It's not something that everybody knows about. It's something that just went live yesterday after months of development. We're very excited about that.
Maybe I have heard about, but I cannot connect it at the moment with something.
Fair enough. I've got a guy on the site. His name here is Mikey Riley. Now, that may not mean much to anybody, but Mike Riley, of course, is the head football coach of my alma mater, University of Nebraska. I don't think this is the same Mike Riley, but nonetheless, he wants to know, do you think the worldwide price discovery of precious metals will shift to Shanghai eventually?
Good question.
Good people here, huh? Good smart
people. This is difficult to answer. Maybe this is this predictions. These are really, it's absolutely clear that the gold is moving to the east since years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And but on the other side, if you see that most gold is still being traded in London, you can also observe that these traditions of markets, they sometimes stay very long. Yeah. So it may take decades that Shanghai is until Shanghai is the bigger gold market, but I don't know. Yeah. But traditions keep. We have still in Switzerland and London as main trading places, and of course the COMEX in New York. And Dubai and Shanghai will come and is coming and is already big. But whether it will be, and the main question is not only whether, but also when it will be bigger than London, is for me totally open.
Right. All right, I'm getting I have a handful of questions to go back to silver. So I just kind of go back and reemphasize that. I think these were maybe put in before we discussed silver a couple minutes ago. But with that gold-silver ratio where it is, and as you pointed out, the last time gold was rallying, silver rallied sharply too. But you would say, if I might summarize your position, have you stated again, from where silver is starting out here, just brushing up against 16, you like the relative risk reward of silver, especially if gold continues higher. Is that the right way to put it?
Yeah.
Fair enough. Well stated. I like that. Okay, this one comes from another fellow named Craig. And Craig wants to know what you think of Canada's gold reserves. Craig, I was surprised to learn, I never had bothered to look, that Canada had so little gold reserves left. I guess they figure that they've got a lot in the ground they can always go get. But the Canada had dumped almost all of their gold reserves over the last 10, 15 years. IMF figures show they have nothing and that they're even getting rid of what they have left. Do you attach any significance to that? that Canada almost has any has almost zero gold reserves left?
There are several countries who sold their gold reserves, and surprisingly, some not. And under those who did not sell their gold reserves is the United States. And this is interesting because from the United States, from there, the gold suppression came in the 90s. And somehow they managed to convince other countries, including Canada, but also Netherlands and Austria and to sell some of their gold reserves. So they shifted, they did not touch their own gold reserve, but they managed other people to do their job. And now Canada has less gold, and I can only recommend every country to have as much gold as possible for the years to come. And if the government thinks that's not necessary, I can recommend only to the people themselves buy gold.
Fair enough. That's absolutely, I'd go along with that, my friend. All right, the next question comes from Jeter. This just sound like maybe you guys could communicate in your native tongue, perhaps. Jeter wants to know, Mr. Speck, do you have any comments on the validity of Singapore as a hub to store physical gold and silver? I've heard from many sources that it's relatively safe there from bail-ins, etc. If so, on Singapore. Do you have any opinion on that as a safe haven or even places to use in Singapore?
I must be honest, I'm not a specialist for Singapore, but I have regarding the storage of gold, which is always a key issue, some remarks. First, if somebody stores, first, generally I recommend physical gold, and I recommend it in standard units like 1 ounce of Krugerrand or Maple Leaf or whatever. Yeah, because there the bid-ask spread is already very small, and on the other side, it will be always possible to transport it to sell it. Yeah, the storage question is another one. If you don't have any connection to a country and you store your own physical gold there, I think you should do this only if you are really, really wealthy. So for normal people, I would say they should store their physical gold close to where they live. Maybe if they store it in their own house, of course, it should be very well protected because there are also thieves around. And if you store it abroad, I would place it only in places where I have also connection. Yeah, for instance, in my case, it would be Latvia or some other country where you make holidays often or whatever. Because what sense does make gold if it's some 1,000 kilometers away, and you have, in a case of crisis, you have no access to it. Yeah, this is a issue. And the other issue is, I go a little bit further. Many people fear that gold is being confiscated again and things like that. I think that's not a high risk at the moment, at least, because we don't have a gold standard anymore. Yeah. And you see also the public discussion goes more in limiting cash money, yeah, notes and maybe even coins, not to forbid to gold, because the gold is not the core issue for the state. If they want to steal the money from the people, they will do it through the banks, and for that they have to say no cash anymore. And this is also why the discussion is now against cash money. And it's the priority is not anymore mainly against gold. It may happen, of course, in a few years.
Fair enough. All right, I've got a couple of questions left, and again, I want to appreciate. I very much appreciate your generous donation of your time to helping everybody in Turdville, and understanding, I guess, your full perspective on where you see the metals going. Grant has a question though. Again, maybe this touches upon your expertise from where you live. Wants to know if you have any special opinion on Deutsche Bank and maybe all of the European banks. Do you have any particular feeling for where they might be headed based off of their huge derivative positions and how they're interlocked with the other European banks.
I must be honest again, I don't have any insider information from Deutsche Bank itself.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I know that. Are you
But
following it?
the dropping banking prices of the banking shares, Deutsche Bank, Credit Suisse, also the Japanese, by the way, they drop quite significantly. US, they also drop, but not so much yet. This shows us that there is a credit crisis coming again. It's just a sign that something is wrong.
Right, exactly. Let me kind of go off, and I'm going to ask you my own question based off of that then too, because we talked about negative interest rates and the failure of central banks, and they're headed in that direction, but negative interest rates would only seem to exacerbate these banks' problems to a great extent. So do you think we move back, Dimitri, to more just an open money printing, the whole helicopter money that we've often joked about?
As I already said, the debt issue is very difficult to solve if you once are so much over-debted like the world is now. It's almost impossible. You simply cannot grow out of this debt. So the central banks are trying to steal the money, I would say, from the savers by introducing negative interest rates, minus 1%, minus 2, 3. At some point, of course, the people will move the money out of the banks and store it as cash. This is also the reason why currently there is so much propaganda, I would say, against cash. They say it's against criminals and so on. That's all a lie. It's just to make negative interest rates possible, also to a bigger extent than it's currently already the case. And what was the second part? Sorry.
Well, just does it mean that outside of negative rates, do you think they're just going to openly print more cash too, and just devalue fiat by just the metaphor that people use is helicopter money, that the Fed is just going to be sitting there, just throwing money out to the masses to get people to try to, try to inflate.
That's okay. That's correct. That's my general thesis, that the governments and the central banks will finally decide to print more money as they are already doing. They will not allow something like what was in the 1930s, that big banks and many banks go bankrupt because no central banker, no politician wants to be guilty for a recession like it was, or depression like it was in the 1930s. So the tendency, in my opinion, will always be print more money, and sooner or later it will also be an inflation in the consumer prices, and this can shoot up very fast because there's so much money around.
Well, and I guess I'm going to use that as a segue to the final question that I've had written in, Dimitri. And it gets to, in the end, this is Ted's question. I think he's mainly just asking if you think we've bottomed, because we've had some choppy action. Clearly, though, a rally out of late last year, price in gold tried to break down one last time and it quickly reversed, and now we're moving sharply higher, obviously. Ted is worried that it's going to continue to be three steps forward and two steps back. Do you, I guess, personally think, though, that given all of this lack of confidence or declining confidence in the central banks, the growing move toward negative interest rates, this war on cash, do you think, I guess if I sum up Ted's question, do you think we've seen the bottom, at least in the paper price, the dollar-based paper price? And do you think it's kind of forward from here?
I think we have seen the bottom in gold price, and the dollar gold price in other currencies is even more clear. In my opinion, the chance that we will see a lower gold price below the bottom, which was 1050 or something like this, or 35, I don't remember exactly. I don't think so. We will see, of course, corrections, but the tendency will be up, up, up.
Sounds good to me. Up, up, up is very nice after down, down, down. No question about it. Dimitri, it has been an absolute pleasure to visit with you. We have a little tradition, though, here as we wrap up the show in what I call the final four. This is just four quick questions that you can usually answer, in just one word or a quick sentence, but kind of a fun way to wrap up. So as we wrap things up, do you mind if I lay the open the final four on you?
Please.
Okay. You mentioned you're in Latvia at present, up there pretty far north. What's the current temperature today?
It was 2 degrees or something like Celsius. Yeah, we have
Really? That
Celsius.
isn't that pretty warm for Latvia this time of year?
No, it can be -20 as well. But it's okay.
Okay. All right. Question number two. As a native German, though, I just have to wonder, have you started to learn Arabic yet?
No.
Just wanted to
What's
put that one out there for you. You might want
the background of your question, please?
to. You might want to get one of those online programs. We'll see. All right. I've never been to Oktoberfest. Is that a
Yeah.
mistake that I should rectify? Should I make sure I come over for Oktoberfest?
I think everybody should visit Bavaria. Oktoberfest, of course, is very touristic now because the people are also coming from Italy, from even Australia and the US, and for such a small place like Oktoberfest, it's for this amount of people, it's a small place. It's quite occupied, but Bavaria is a nice place, and you can drink beer from liter glasses if you want, and you can dance and have fun there.
Do I have to wear my Lederhosen if I do?
I don't have a Lederhosen, so
Just thought I'd make sure because I got nice legs, but I don't know if everybody wants to see them.
it's
Okay, and
not complicated.
fair enough. And finally, will Germany eventually get all of their gold back that they've requested from the New York Fed and from others?
No, they are requesting 50% from the New York Fed, less than there is stored, because the Bundesbank has decided only to store 50% of their gold in Germany, and this they will get back, I'm quite sure.
Fair enough. Again, Dimitri, thank you. I want to remind everybody the link on this page to his great book. You're probably about due for a first edition or second edition, aren't you, Dimitri? You going to update that book anytime soon?
It's already the X edition,
Oh my
but
gosh.
generally, but I did an update for the English book because the English book is the translation finally of the German book. And the core points why gold is being suppressed, why the central banks or the US government does not want gold to rise, and what is the sense of gold for an investor? Why are we in a credit bubble, and how will this credit bubble end? And these core points, I had nothing to add. So please, if you are interested in these topics, if you are interested in how to save your savings, and if you are interested in why does gold rise and fall in price, then this book is a good chance to get to understand this.
Agree 100%, Dimitri. Again, the book, the link is right here on the podcast page. It's called The Gold Cartel: Government Invention in Gold, the Mega Bubble in Paper, and what this means for your future. Dimitri, thank you so much for your time. I hope we can do this again sometime soon, and hopefully prices will be even higher by then. Have a great rest of your day, my friend.
Thank you very much.
And thanks everybody for listening.